Welcome to Tea with Twins.
My name is Vanessa.
And I'm Victoria. We are twins who want to shine a light on what it's like to be a twin,
know a twin,
be friends with a twin,
our parents to twins,
and are dating a twin.
Thanks for tuning in. Grab your tea or whatever you're drinking. It's time for you to sip
and us to spill.
On today's podcast with Tea with Twins, we're going to go over what it's like to have social media accounts with your twin sister.
Yeah, so Vanessa and I have been recently just like scrolling because we found like a lot of good twin accounts, whether it's just send us your pictures and we'll repost them or just checking out different twin accounts because we've been like messaging a bunch of people to see if they want to be on our podcast and people have been messaging us. So we go and check out accounts. And the first thing we notice when we go on those accounts is, Vanessa,
how amazing their outfits are. Like, these twins are so put together, and they have, like, matching outfits.
Oh, we're put together, too.
Yeah, I know, but they have, like, beautiful matching outfits, and Vic and I here are, like...
Where do you go and get those matching outfits? Because they're so cute. First of all, I want a matching, like
two-piece.
Two-piece suit.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
And then, so the main focus of today's podcast is just telling you the struggles of having an Instagram account for each of us.
Because we're so close and we're spending every minute of every day.
Yeah, so let's say, Victoria, we go on like a vacation and Victoria takes a picture and then I want the same picture.
But you can't post them at the same time.
At the same time, because then it's like, it's literally the same picture. And then if people don't know you're twins, it's like literally like, you just double took the photo in a dip, like you went and changed your bikini.
Yeah,
and
funny came story. Back. So in grade six, we were taking our graduation pictures.
Oh my god.
And a month later, everyone gets a graduation picture, like, packed, except for me.
Except for Victoria.
And I was just like, wait, what? And then so my mom calls the company, and they're like, oh, we thought...
No, we printed them out. Like, we printed them out. And then my mom's like, no, you only printed out Vanessa's pictures.
And then they thought we were the same person.
So I love teasing Vic, being like, they literally deleted the ugly pictures and kept the good ones.
Anyways, so then I had to go 45 minutes away to another school and their graduation pictures were brown. Their gown was white.
So mine was black.
So they put me center stage of our yearbook. So I looked like I passed away because I looked like an angel in the middle of the. Oh my god.
And then also, we're teaching and I had to apply for like substitution. I know this doesn't have anything to do with social media, but I have to share it. And I called. It's been like
a
week.
We're spilling the tea today.
Yeah, we're really spilling the tea. And I called and I was like, hello, like I gave in my name, my CV about like 2 weeks ago and I still haven't gotten a call back. Like, am I on the list to sub, like to go into schools when teachers are sick? And she's like, yeah, I put you on the list a week ago. And I was like, no, like it still says I'm not a part of the school board. She's like, it says right here, I added you last week, Victoria Petch, on the whatever day of January. And I was like, yes, but I'm not Victoria. I'm her twin sister, Vanessa. And she's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like, and it's hard because Victoria Petch, Vanessa Petch, like, sometimes people just see us as, like, the same person.
Yeah, and then another one was when we were in a movie together.
Mm-hmm.
We were 5 years old, and we were in a movie called Abandoned. Go check it out.
With Katie Holmes and the guy from
Sons of Anarchy.
What's his name?
The main guy, the hot guy, Charlie.
What's his name? Teller.
Yeah, Jax Teller. Anyways. So I still believe to this day that the ending of our part was me.
No, it's always been me.
But
no, that was me. No, walking up the stairs.
Yeah, well, we both did some parts the same,
and they picked the best footage.
They picked the best footage. But since we literally went into hair and makeup together, and they just looked at us and did the exact same haircut.
Oh, yeah, you want to know something funny? So Victoria has like
my story.
Wait, Victoria has like a dot of freckle like on her lip, like below her nose, and it's the same as Ashley Olsen.
Really?
Yeah. And so I didn't have that freckle, so they had to put on a fake freckle on my
for the movie
on my lip.
When we were filming this movie, I did a bunch of scenes without Vanessa because since we're twins, we could only do so many hours a day. So that's why when you see kids in a movie, they're more than likely
to be a twin.
To be a twin because of the whole like child
labor.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you can't
yeah, child labor. Yeah, you can't put in child. Like the movie industry, it's too much work. So watching the movie, like
there are some parts where like, is that you or is that me? or that's me. And Victoria will be like, no, that's me. And I'm pretty sure
it's anyways, me. They cut off half my parts.
And you can see who the talented twin is.
So again, Vanessa got all the parts. And my best
the part only part
was they... Okay, so again, I couldn't walk because it was like in a field. It was kind of like a scary psychological movie. So they put me a mile into this open field and like
drove back and just left her there.
Left her there while they shot a clip of me in an open field.
And that's the only one they kept.
No, there was a few others. But like, yeah, so those are just some funny things. But back to social media, another good one that we kind of struggle with is being like, well, who's gonna post that? Because we love taking pictures together. So once it's time to post, or when we're like, hey, we're gonna post it, it's like, okay.
Yeah, you'll post today.
They're like, well, you'll post this one now, and once we take another picture, I dibs that one. So we're always like dibsing pictures.
Which post, yeah. Which or like, post. We're always in pictures together. So it's like, I wanna post this one. You're like, no, like you posted the last one of us too. And then, so it's kind of like that. Even with clothes, like everyone's like, do you guys share everything? And yes, we share everything. We just, like, for clothes, how we kind of manage it is, like, Victoria, if she bought that clothing, then she gets to wear it first. Mm. But if, like, my mom, let's say, like, picks out a t-shirt and brings it home, like, that's, like...
It's, like, open season.
It's, like, war. It's, like... So, things like that. But, yeah, social media is a bit harder with twins because you want to have, like, two separate accounts and like, two separate feeds. But it ends up being the same thing. But I think yours is more put together.
You have a bunch of quotes in yours and mine are just, like... whatever pictures, but I think Snapchat was the worst because Snapchat was more about like when we went out or like more videos, so it was basically watching the same video twice. Like at one point I remember like we were at supper and I was just like filming everything and then I look around and Vanessa's filming the same thing behind me.
Oh yeah, and the question is always like, where are you posting that?
Oh yeah.
Are you posting on Instagram? I'm on Instagram right now. Are you posting on Instagram or Snapchat? Mm-hmm. And then she'll be like, Snapchat. I was like, I'm posting on Snapchat.
No, or if it's like, I'm posting on Snapchat. And then Vanessa will be like, okay, I'll post on Instagram. Or I'll be like, okay, I'm posting on Instagram. You post on Snapchat. So the schedule is very intense for social media.
And there's a lot more to think about, like, who's posting what, when, like, we don't want to post the same things twice. And I guess at the end of the day, we can.
Yeah, it doesn't really
like
matter.
Gary Vee says we need to be posting 80...
contents a day.
80 new content picture things a day, so... Technically, we can.
It's just funny.
But that's, like, what's 80 times two?
If you weren't a twin, you wouldn't be thinking twice about what you post. Because it's literally just yourself. Yeah, it's like when you go to a birthday party or a party and you see, like, everyone is going to have the same story on their Instagram. So you're kind of saying, like, well, why do I need to post if everyone's going to have it?
But some people aren't following those people, so you have to post on your Instagram. Yeah. But with us, it's like, we have the same followers. So
the same followers.
Yeah, so they're going to see Victoria's and mine together. And
so I guess we just don't want to be annoying, but at the same time, I don't think we're annoying at all.
No, and I honestly don't care.
Yeah, like, that's also...
There's also an unfollow me on Instagram, Snapchat. You can delete us.
Yeah.
But the fun fact is, it's just, like, the whole process you have to go through, like, okay, where are you posting this? Can I post this one? And the struggle of like, no, I want to post
it. Or the best is when you take a picture and one of us looks really good in the picture. Oh my God. And the other one's eyes is like half shut.
Looks like garbage.
Or looks like garbage. And you're just like, did you have to be that ugly in this picture?
Oh my God, that's so true. Because you guys, like, let's say like if you're not a twin, you're most likely like taking pictures by yourself, right? And you only have to focus on you looking good. But with a twin, you have to make sure you and your twin are looking good. At the same time, and what's funny in pictures is that we've noticed if one of us is blinking, we're both blinking. Like, I think we've synchroed our blinks together. So, our pictures, like, if one looks ugly, we're probably both looking ugly.
That's also true. It's a talent.
Yeah, it's a talent. You have to both look good at the same time, at the same second.
Yeah, so you're not always worrying about yourself anymore. You're always just worrying. And it's also nice if you're posing... Like, we were on vacation, and I was like, Vanessa, tell me if this angle is bad, or, like, tell me, do I lift my chin up or down? And she could literally just be like, Vic, you're ugly. Like, change something. Or, Vic, like, what are you doing? Like, smile or don't smile. And if I said that to, like, a friend, they might, like, be a little bit hurt, or they just don't understand why I'm being so intense. But with Vanessa, she could literally tell me the worst compliment ever.
Lift your chin
up. And I would just be like, whatever. So I guess that's when people say, like, negative comments, it brushes over my shoulder because probably Vanessa already said it to me.
But not negative, just like, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, so pick it up.
This was kind of like a miscellaneous podcast, but
yeah,
I hope you
put the mic on and started talking.
I hope you got like some funny stories. I know I had a good laugh.
I think so many twins could relate to this and posting on social
media. Yeah, if you have any funny, like, people thinking you're the same person.
Because that's why there's so many twins that have twin accounts.
Yeah, because people, like
we have earthly twins, but we don't post about us. We post about products. But some people have, like, we can have, like, the Petch twins.
That's a tea on what it's like to have a social media or different social media accounts with your twin sister. And we hope you had a few laughs like we did.
And share if you have any of the same problems.
Yes.
Thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins. Don't forget to subscribe and share.